Thank you, Professor De Frate. Artificial intelligence and machine learning are often associated to other terms very important, like, for instance, deep learning. What is exactly deep learning?
Well, we may say that the word deep in deep learning has two different meanings, although they are very much correlated. One has to do with a hierarchical representation of the scenario we are interested in. If the scenario is, for example, object recognition, deep has to do with the multiple stages in the process of recognizing the object. First, as an animal. Second, as a dog. Third, as a type of dog, for example, Dalmatian dog. These multiple stages of representation find a correspondence with the different layers of the mathematical model that we want to use to represent it. So, to simplify, a layer of the mathematical model focuses on the animal, a layer focuses on the dog, a layer on the type of dog. This is what happens with a deep neural network. Neural networks are the most used models for deep learning. So here we have the second meaning, which is a topological meaning, addressing the number of layers in the architecture. So we have deep neural networks, such as convolutional neural networks, which involve many processing layers, against shallow neural networks, such as conventional multilayer perceptors, which are neural networks with a limited number of layers. To go back to what we said about the complexity of the models, deep learning architectures are undoubtedly very complex, which means high computational burden requires and availability of huge quantities of learning data. Indeed, the need of a very high number of data stimulated the development of new techniques for what is called data augmentation, which consists and increasing the number of data starting from a more limited data set.